Change is constant in the NFL, but is not desired when it comes to the offensive line. That's why returning the group of five who started all 17 games last season for the Vikings is appealing to position coach Jeff Davidson.
I think it's every line coach's dream that you get continuity on the offensive line. There's a lot of communication that occurs, verbal and nonverbal. And the nonverbal part is what guys that have played together for over a season, that's what you get done the longer they play next to each other. Things don't need to be said for them to understand exactly what the guy next to them is doing. We do a lot of things collectively. I'll explain the way that I expect things to be done. We talk about it. I show them film, examples of what it is we're trying to do. And if one of those guys really says, well, what if we try it this way? My ego is never going to get in the way of that. And collectively, I think what we've done is we've created an air of everybody being able to have an opinion and to be able to share that in a manner within our room where we end up getting the best outcome week after week, because it's not just my way, it's our way. And the more we use we and us in our room, the better it is for all of us.
Adrian Peterson deservedly caught the credit for the Vikings' dominant rushing attack last season, but Coach Davidson says his guys take pride in the accomplishment too and ramp up their game because there is a special player carrying the ball behind them.
Adrian obviously is an exceptional running back. He does some of it on his own. You know, I'd love to take all the credit for it. I think the guys up front take a lot of pride in getting him his yards. I do know that some of that is because he is an exceptional running back. And I'm certainly not going to say that it all lies with the offensive line, but I think those guys take great pride in trying to earn yards for him.
The leader in Davidson's group is center John Sullivan. Offensive line play is often defined by power, brute strength, and sheer will. And Sullivan has all that, but what makes him a special player are the intangibles.
There's a reason we have tough guys and smart guys and guys that have leadership qualities, and you know, it's the types of players we want with the Vikings. But I think that he's one of those that really stands out as exuding all of those qualities combined, and his leadership has really gone above and beyond. As smart as he is, you could tell him to do thing or something one time and he'll never forget it. And sometimes that's bad for me as a coach, you know, because he's also my conscience with that. And it's really nice to have a guy like that truly I could walk out of the room and he could coach the room as to the way that we want things done. And, you know, that's obviously a great trait for us to have, and it helps us solidify the line.
Sullivan may be a leader in the offensive line room, but another important link in the chain is also the biggest link. Right tackle Phil Loholt. Davidson was perhaps the happiest man in Minnesota when the Vikings re-signed Big Phil this offseason.
He brings a level of toughness and leadership that's hard to duplicate on the offensive line. And there's something that God produced there that, you know, you can't coach size. And he is a mammoth man, and even though I played, he's mammoth to me. And the fact that he's got long arms and he's got the strength and the size that goes along with that. And on top of that, he takes great pride in his job, and it's important to him. And I think that he's looking at this year hoping it's his best season yet.
Vikings bookended their offensive line in the 2012 draft by selecting Matt Khalil fourth overall, pairing him with Loholt to give the offense a solid foundation on the edge.
You know, I would say that he's a rare athlete. He's got the ability to do things that again are hard to coach. Technique wise, there's a lot of things that we can work on to improve to make him an even better football player. But the athletic part is already there. It was natural. And you know, I think that the thing that we're really trying to hone in on this year with him is trying to get down to the fine details or the finer points of his art and his trade to be able to improve from last year to this year. And I think he's already taken great strides in doing that.
Matt Khalil has, it's been a fun deal to watch. He and Everson Griffin go at each other every day in practice, and both of them getting better as they do it through this offseason, you know. Matt was impressive to me as a rookie. He came in and he got beat in training camp, certainly, but he was very quickly, you saw him make corrections, make adjustments, change things that he was doing when it didn't go his way, which I quickly saw and thought this kid's going to be really good, because guys that can fix things like that the way he can have the ability to adjust and adapt through the course of ball games. And I think he did that through the season, and it's been fun to watch that battle go back and forth through the offseason.
Mixed in with the three pillars of the Vikings offensive line are a pair of guards who Davidson says may not be household names, but are still key to the equation.
Well, I think that Charlie Johnson obviously has brought some left tackle. He played left tackle for us two seasons ago, played guard for us this past year, so he's got experience playing both positions. We were lucky enough to get him here from Indianapolis. And is a non-selfish type player. You know, he could have butted heads with us saying he wanted to be the left tackle, but realistically he knew that he would do whatever it took for us to get to the Super Bowl and win it. And I think that's really the type of player that he is. Unselfish, he'll play any position we ask him to do as long as it can be for the benefit of the team. Brandon Fusco played for us this past year at right guard, and you know, the thing that really sets him apart is he's very young. He's coming from a smaller school. I would say that every play that he's out there, he's learning on the job, if you will. So there's certain things that he does that he may make a mistake the first time through, but he certainly won't make it twice. And if you watch some of the runs that Adrian had last year that went to the edge, certainly to the right, much of them were because of his blocks on the edge. He's an exceptional pulling guard, certainly when we're pulling him to our outside to the right. And that's, you know, we're hoping for more or better things even from Brandon coming this year.
The Vikings may be bringing back all five starters from last season, but don't think for a second the value of depth will be lost on Davidson and the coaching staff.
Yeah, we say we got returning five starters, but if we end up with one of those younger guys that gets to the point where we feel like they're producing at a better, higher level than one of the starting five, we may have to make a change. And that's what we want. You're supposed to try to get guys that are willing to compete for jobs inside, and it'll push those starters even more. We want smart guys, and we want tough guys. We kind of feel like with Ryan Silverfield and I that everything else, we can kind of work on technique and try to improve them in some of the other areas. But we have a group of guys that really are hungry, they are smart, they're tough, and hopefully they're willing to do whatever it takes for us to achieve our ultimate goal, and that's to win a Super Bowl.